Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Dr. Jay Geed, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Okay, right off the top, do you buy these findings out of Cambridge that says, quote unquote, adolescence lasts maybe into our 30s?
Yeah, well, after raising 17 teenagers, I'm still trying to figure that out. But we have learned some stuff over the last 30 years. And one of the most distinctive things about humans is that we take a really long time to develop. But that turns out it's not a bad thing. It's probably why we're still here and the Neanderthals are not.
So physical maturity is one thing, but brain growth and maturity, it looks like, is a whole different ballgame?
Yeah, even the whole notion of adolescence is a little bit murky because it begins with puberty, which can be anywhere between ages 8 and 15 in totally healthy children, kind of oddly wide range. And it ends with adulthood, which is sort of when you become independent member of society, which also can vary by a decade based on the individual. But the body growth and the brain growth are quite different in the sense that when we talk about the brain maturing, it doesn't mature by getting bigger and bigger.
All right, this study found 4 major turning points for our brain. Around the ages of 9, 32, 66, and 83. Now, many of us are closer to one of those numbers maybe than some of the others. So, I mean, can you tell us a little bit about each one? 9, early 30s, mid-60s, and then into our 80s.
So, before puberty, it's largely a process of connecting different parts of the brain and growth. And a good way to think about this is like different brain parts are like letters of the alphabet. So by the time we're 8 months old, we have all the letters there. And then up to that first decade of life, the letters become words, the words become sentences, the sentences become paragraphs, and that's how the brain matures. And that process is what doesn't stop till late 20s, early 30s, that we're still sort of writing the book in terms of how our brain is going to specialize. And the specialization is what's happening in the world around us. So a big part of that is school, of course, but also home life and and parenting. And so one way to think about it is that this kind of 1-2 punch, first the brain overproduces like a tree growing many branches, twigs, and roots up to the age 9 to 12. And then during the second decade of life, the specialization, where it's a very competitive process, only a few percent of the connections survive. So when we make a good decision, those connections that we're firing when that happened, our dopamine goes up, says, good job, that was the right call, and those are the ones that survive. If we make a bad decision, pain, unhappiness, then that tells the brain, don't use those anymore. So it's just an amazingly dynamic process. It's like starting with a big block of granite, and then during the second decade, we have the sculpting. So it actually specializes by getting smaller, by eliminating these connections that aren't good. But the upside of that is just enormous potential, because even though people may come into the world with different sizes and shapes of blocks of granite, if we know how to do the sculpting, we can create a masterpiece in any of these children and adolescents.
Why is it that feel that as I reach a certain age, my block of granite is chipping away faster than it did when I was younger?
Yes, that's a very intriguing observation, and really kind of the key to our species, because the brain, this very long development, it turns out the longer the development, then the better the brain. And this is not just for humans, it's for mammals, birds, like crows that spend a longer time with their parents. They end up having bigger brains, more elaborate songs. They have better food gathering strategies. So this idea of sort of stretching out our plasticity, so the ability of the brain to change in response to the environment, decreases as we age. And the mechanism for that is called white matter, which is also responsible for all the good stuff. So adolescence is this kind of yin-yang time. You have these great leaps in cognitive abilities, but also puzzling behavior. You have intense passions and convictions, but also increased aggression and reckless behaviors. And your physical health is at its absolute peak, tolerance to heat and cold, resistance to illnesses, strength, speed, agility, all at their peak. But it's also a time when most mental illnesses emerge, 70% of all mental illnesses. And it's all related to the same idea that you were kind of talking about, the chipping away and the plasticity, that we have this very stretched out period makes our brains very good at adapting to the environment. So like a lot of us spend some time reading, during our lives, and reading is only 5,000 years old. So throughout most of human history, no human read a single word, but our brains are able to pull it off. We can use computers, we can read and write, which is not what our brains evolved to do. But the trick is that our brains can learn to do almost anything. And so the initial studies were, wow, why does schizophrenia only happen when you're a teenager, or eating disorders, or psychosis? And so the idea, well, if you're born with the genes, why don't you have schizophrenia when you're 2 or 3 or 4 or 5? But it turns out it's the same process as when the brain is doing the specialization is what unlocks these vulnerabilities. But the flip side of that is the enormous opportunities, the ability to learn new skills, to adapt. And now that's interacting with AI and social media. And so a lot of the adolescent research now is focusing on how to get the good from the social media and digital technologies and minimize the bad, because it's had such a big influence on depression, anxiety, during the adolescent years.
You're listening to Ask an Expert on KCBS. I'm Steve Scott. We're talking about this Cambridge study that says adolescence in the brain could last all the way into the 30s. And we are welcoming your questions. You can send us an email at askus at kcbsradio.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Here's one, Dr. Gee, that half our audience will like, half won't. We often hear that girls mature faster than boys in adolescence. Is that true for their brains as well?
Yeah, about 20 to 30 months earlier. So puberty is earlier. The maturational curves peak at earlier times. There's a lot of individual variation, but it is very interesting. It's not that one is, you know, better or worse, but almost all of the disorders in childhood have different onset prevalences and symptoms between boys and girls.
Here's one. Many of us, quote unquote, grew up quickly, taking on family responsibilities, work obligations, and more, even in early adolescence. Does that affect brain development?
Oh, what a great question. We don't know for sure, but the observation is spot on. So from 1970 until now, we're getting married about 9 years later. We are financially independent about 8 years later. All these measures of this kind of independent adulthood, 30% of college graduates live back at home for at least a year. And so it's been a huge cultural shift. And then again, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. A lot of it is related to longer education, more women around the world, getting educated. But it's the question is spot on, undeniable that this notion of adolescence has been getting stretched out longer and longer, but not necessarily in a bad way.
You've touched on mental illness a couple times here, and I wonder, what do these findings mean for researchers when it comes to mental illness? I mean, you kind of mentioned there, why are certain psychoses more prevalent in, say, the teenage years and not right away at age 2, 3, or 4? Are these findings important for researchers looking in that direction?
Yes and no. We think that they will be important, but right now, if someone has autism or schizophrenia or depression, you can't really tell from a brain scan. You can do it with groups of people, but an individual. So even people that have very, very different behaviors, if you look at the brains are overwhelmingly more alike than different. And that's been disheartening in a way. If I spent 3 decades trying to do just what you said, what can we use the brain scans to improve the lives of young people. And there are some victories, but by and large, it's been that even people with mental illness, their brains are strikingly similar to those without, at least the way our current technologies can address it. But even with all the advances in neuroscience, 1 in 7 youth will have a mental illness. And the average time between the onset of the illness and any form of treatment, and any means like even just, seeing a school counselor, is 10 years.
Wow.
Which is just tragically long. And so, and plus then we're missing out on all that plasticity part where the interventions would have the biggest impact. So it's really the shame of my profession, frankly, in terms of that. Yeah. We don't recognize the illnesses early. And I think that the key to that will be to have the schools, more involved. But of course, schools and teachers are already, overwhelmed. But I think that's really going to be the way forward. We need to recognize the illnesses earlier.
Quite in that same vein, we have a question from KCBS listener Donna, who asks, can you prevent mental illness in teens, or simply try to form the best response to the mental illness that develops? Donna, thank you for the question. Doctor?
Yeah, that's another, spot-on question. And my most honest answer is I've thought about that 1,000 hours, and I don't know. I think that, one of the things that's, if you have identical twins, so the exact same genes, and one of them has schizophrenia, the chance the other one will is 50%. I guess you could see that as glass half empty or half full. But there's a lot, that we don't know about stresses and things that even people with identical genes half get it and half don't. And so certain things we know make things worse, stress, poverty, environment. And I wish we were farther along in sort of knowing that in terms of identifying someone at high risk for depression, say, and then what can we do to stop it from happening? And I don't have a lot of great things to say about that yet. I think early recognition and early treatment goes a long, long way. The longer you go without treatment, the worse the overall outcome. But being able to prevent something like autism or schizophrenia or bipolar disorder, we're not there yet.
Right. And doctor, we only unfortunately have only about a minute left here. So I kind of like what you said there, you can't prevent mental illness, maybe like other physical illnesses. Listen, you can get a polio shot and you're not going to get polio, but there is no science to prevent mental illness in teens at this point, right?
At this point, a lot of efforts, toward that end, but and I guess that's a final thing to say about the teen brain is that it's not broken or defective, that it's different than a child or an adult. But those differences have allowed us to survive as a species. And this kind of the vulnerabilities come along with enormous opportunity as well.
Interesting study out of the University of Cambridge indicating a human brain is not fully developed until our late 20s or even our early 30s. Dr. Jay Geed is Director of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry at UC San Diego. Fascinating discussion, doctor. Thank you for coming on today. We sure appreciate it.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.